Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Matthew 13, 1 to 13. The Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 13, the verses 1 to 13. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the lake. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat in it, while all the people stood on the shore. Then he told them many things in parables, saying, "A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil, where it produced a crop, 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. Whoever has ears, let them hear." The disciples came to him and asked, "Why do you speak to the people in parables?" He replied, "Because the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven has been given to you, but not to them. Whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from them. This is why I speak to them in parables. Though seeing, they do not see. Though hearing, they do not hear or understand." My theme for reflection is soil that listens. Soil that listens. If Jesus told the parable of the sower today, I suspect someone in the crowd would start filming with their phone. Another would ask for the podcast version. And at least three would wonder whether he had a gardening channel. But even with our modern distractions, the simple image still works. A farmer throws seed, some thrive, some die, and everyone nods because we know that soil makes all the difference. The problem Jesus exposes in Matthew 13:1-13 is not a lack of spirituality. Spirituality is everywhere. People chase crystals, curated meditation playlists, and weekend retreats that promise instant enlightenment. The issue is not desire but direction. Jesus shows that the human heart longs for transcendence. Yet without the right foundation, it confuses the search for God with the search for comfort. The true crisis in the text is not hunger but hearing. The seed is good. The word is powerful. But the soil resists. Into this confusion, God acts by speaking. Jesus sits in the boat and gives the crowd a story, not to entertain them, but to reveal the state of their souls. He explains to his disciples that the parable both unveils and conceals. The word reaches every ear, but only the responsive heart receives it deeply enough to bear fruit. The Old Testament gives us a lens for this through Isaiah 55:10-11, which mirrors Jesus' point. God's word never returns empty, but accomplishes what God desires. The problem is not the seed, but the ground it falls on. Our Lord Jesus Christ resolves the tension by naming the obstacles honestly. Hardness, impulsiveness, and distraction each promise spiritual growth without commitment, but none can sustain a transformed life. The sower keeps scattering anywhere. Jesus shows us a God who refuses to give up on any heart, even the resistant ones. His patient generosity invites us to ask not whether God still speaks, but whether we are willing to hear. For us today, this parable is not a test to pass, but a mirror to face. We all move through seasons where our hearts grow packed, shallow, or crowded. Yet Jesus insists that soil can change. The seed carries life. The real invitation is to become people who let the word settle, who let it take root, who let it challenge, prune, strengthen, and finally transform. Augustine of Hippo once said, "The Holy Scriptures are our letters from home." That is the heart of this parable. God keeps writing, keeps speaking, keeps sowing truth into lives that are ready to receive it. As Christians across the world, we take hope in the fact that Jesus does not measure us by speed, but by openness. Some will bear 100-fold, some 60, some 30, but all who welcome the word produce a harvest that honors God. The mystery of spiritual growth is not complexity, but surrender. God has already given the seed. Our task is simply to keep the soil soft. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, which of the four soils best describes the condition of my heart this week? And what might be choking, hardening, or shallowizing my response to God? Number two, where is Jesus inviting me to slow down and listen more deeply to his word? And now our practical exercise for the day. Set aside 10 minutes to read a short passage of scripture slowly. Afterwards, write one sentence describing what God may be planting in your heart. Carry that sentence with you through your day. Lord, make our hearts soft to your word. Break what needs breaking, clear what needs clearing, and deepen what needs strengthening. Let your truth take root in us so that our lives bear the fruit of your grace. Shape us into people who hear you clearly and follow you faithfully. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.